13. This is a decision, 2017-18 sport fishing regulation proposal. Craig, you're teeing it off.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and Commissioners. For the record, Craig Burley, Fish Management Division Manager, and with me, Dr. Dave Lowry and Rich Childers, our Puget Sound Shellfish Manager. I just have to say it's always nice to see Dave come and present. He's very energetic and enthusiastic about what he's talking about, and it's particularly impressive when I know that he flew out of Anchorage this morning from being at North Pacific Fishery Management Council meeting all week and was able to get into SeaTac and get down here in time for this briefing and be so energized. So that's good to see.
It's called youth.
So today we're here to present the recommendations from staff on our sport fish regulations for marine fish fisheries, and we will be asking the commission to take action today. Just briefly touch on the process that we've used this year to develop these regulation proposals. I'll orient you in the to the notebook materials for the decision making. We'll describe briefly the rules that and recommendations that we're providing here today. Have an opportunity for commissioners to ask any questions that you may have on these rules. Then we'll have a main motion, any amendments, and should take action. So, again, this started earlier this year in the springtime. We asked the public for proposals through the summertime period. Agency staff reviewed these proposals, went out to the public at public meetings, and collected information online regarding comments specifically to these proposals. In November, at their last meeting, there were public hearing opportunities, and today we're here for the action. These rules that, if adopted today, would take effect in July of this coming year. So in your notebook under tab 13, I believe it is, you have a summary sheet. And on that summary sheet, I would point to the bottom of page 1. The top of page 2 is draft motion language that staff have prepared for your consideration. You also have a summary of each of the proposals in the notebook, as well as a copy of the proposed regulation change language itself. And with that, I just move right into the rule proposals themselves. I turn this over to Rich Childers.
Good afternoon, Commissioners. Director Unsworth, Deputy Director Storer, for the record. Rich Childers, I'm the Shellfish Manager for Puget Sound. And we have a short list here that we summarize. This is, we're going to ask for a rule action. We submitted 10 technical changes, all of which, as I stated at the briefing, these are basically housekeeping changes that don't really affect any of the rules themselves, other than they simplify. And we got no public comments on those. So going down the list of rules that we're asking to adopt, we have possession of another person's food fish and shellfish. We have defining a unit of gear for crab, crawfish, and shrimp. That's a better definition of what constitutes a unit of gear. A tanner crab minimum size limit for Puget Sound. A shrimp pot mesh size. This is on for the coastal fishery. We would like to allow the taking of squid in Hood Canal and remove the bonus limit of eastern softshell clams in Skagit Bay and for cockles in Willapaw Bay. Those rules have been on the books for many, many years, but no longer warrant being able to take that. The resource does not support that. There were two rules that we presented as proposals that we are going to table for a while. And the first one is a requirement for what would be marked on shellfish gear buoys. And we got a fair amount of public comment on that, but we would like some more time on that one. And we're going to convene some meetings with some stakeholder groups and enforcement. And I think we might be able to come up with even a better plan of attack than what we originally proposed. So we'd like to pull that rule, as well as the rule restricting the heating of oysters while in the shell on the beach. I think we need to collect some more data on that to look at what the actual impacts are to the resource overall. So those two rules that were proposed, we're now retracting those, and we may bring those forward in the future, but we have some more work with stakeholders on those. Questions?
How would you do number eight? How would you determine oysters in the shell on the beach?
Initially, what we thought we would do is we started getting reports of that this was a problem from enforcement, that we're seeing more. So we're going to ask enforcement to maybe do some documenting on that, as well as our creelers, to see what the magnitude is. That's first and foremost. Then if it does look like it's a problem, we could probably go out and look at, well, what is the impact on the actual killing of the juvenile oysters on that shell? So we've got some more work to do on that, admittedly. Okay. Thank you.
That's it?
Yep.
What a motion.
So now we'll move. We have a couple of finfish rules here. So as presented at the November Commission meeting, we had two rules, the first of which was to require descending devices in Puget Sound when fishing for bottomfish and halibut. And if you remember, this is to protect rockfishes against barotrauma. We also have a rule to classify OPA, swordfish, striped marlin, and dolphinfish as food fish. Currently, they're not classified as a food fish and thus would be illegal to retain. With some global warming, some shifts in ocean regimes and other things, these species are becoming more and more common in Washington, and we do have people landing them now. And so classifying them as food fish would allow people to keep them. So I think we'll take questions if there are any on those two.
I'm ready for OPA to come in Puget
Sound. I was just going to ask, what does OPA taste like?
Oh.
I don't know if anybody's...
For the record, it is delicious.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes.
Hey, terrific.
That's all. Any questions from the commission?
All right.
Hearing none, go for
the motion. Hey, I should probably have a beer before I start this. Please, somebody critique me along the way here. I move to adopt permanent amendments to WAC 220-12-010, food fish classifications, WAC 220-20-011, food fish and shellfish taken by another, WAC 220-56-115, angling gear, lawful and unlawful acts, WAC 220-56-310, shellfish daily limits, WAC 220-56-312, shellfish possession limits, WAC 220-56-315, personal use crab, shrimp, crawfish unlawful acts, WAC 220-56-317, personal use shrimp pot gear requirements, WAC 220-56-320, personal use shellfish gear unlawful acts, WAC 220-16-265, geographical definitions, Lopez Island shrimp fishing area, WAC 220-56-325, shrimp, areas and seasons, WAC 220-56-330, crab, areas and seasons, personal use, WAC 220-56-335, crab, unlawful acts, personal use, WAC 220-56-336, crawfish, abalone, sea urchins, sea cucumbers, goose barnacles, areas and seasons, personal use fishery, WAC 220-56-340, general provisions, clams, cockle, mussels, and gear, WAC 220-56-355, clams, oysters, mussels, unlawful acts, whack 220-56, 385 oysters, unlawful acts. Whack 220-56, 390 squid, octopus. Whack 220-56, 400 abalone. Whack 220-56, 405 sea urchins. Whack 220-56, 410 sea cucumbers. And whack 220-56, 415 goose barnacles, as presented by staff. Did I miss any?
Second.
Tammy just said the mic was off.
Yeah,
done. Leave it.
Second. But the 3-minute gong was off.
Oh, my.
Is that the best you can do?
So I made a motion, don't you know?
Second.
So the motion's been made. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second. Any further?
Which one? Yeah, that's good.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
Does that include amendments?
What amendments?
Commissioner Wecker, you approved the main motion. If there were any amendments for the commissioners to entertain, otherwise that would suffice.
We're done then. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, gentlemen.
And me.